Page Peches. We're learning that the reason that each and every one of us can have such sheifas for greatness, we can have such gewaldige sheifas to aspire for such great things, is because there's somebody much greater than us who's not only rooting for us and not only encouraging us, but who gives a person who truly wants to become great kaiches way, way beyond anything that he left up to his own devices could possibly achieve. And when a person believes in that, when a person knows that, not like they say in the world, there's an expression, sky's the limit. So they mean, it's another way of saying, we want you to spend every penny you have in this place, or sky's the limit, whatever that means in the world. The sky's the limit, it means nothing, it means only of this world. But the truth of it, the truth is pnimius. For a Jew, that's a very, very good way to put things. The sky, it's not even, the sky is not even the limit, it's anything, because the Bari Olam is infinite. And therefore, there have been people of great she'ifas, with great, great longings for tzidkus, for greatness and for holiness, who were lifted up to madrigas that could not be explained even by the person himself. How could he have reached such a thing? I'm sure that some of the parents of some of the chevra that's sitting in this Beis Medrash right now, the parents would say, in a good way, I don't mean this, I mean only in a good way, I never thought that, watching this child grow up, I didn't think that there was such a thing. The child that I saw in front of me wasn't this child. It's not this person, it's something else. And it could be that the parent has a pretty good, sometimes, a parent has an idea of his or her schaira, like this is my kid. And a parent has an idea, but the child in her world, in his world, had she'ifas. And there was siyata dishmaya, there was help from the Infinite One. And then the child growing up is almost unrecognizable by some of the teachers or some of the friends or some from when he was younger. She was younger. So you can't even recognize him. Such a different person, a great person. But you have to have savlanis. One has to be patient. Because sometimes when you have a she'ifa, when you have a longing for something, especially when it's in Kedusha. So there's a feeling, an expectation, that it should happen already. How come it's taking so long? So on page Peches, four lines down from the top, at Tzarech v'savlonis b'avodas Hashem. V'hine b'inyan zeh yesh nekuda yesoides she'sheyaches b'miuchad l'dareinu anu. This avoida, this mida of savlanis, patience, tolerance, patience, this mida is particularly, particularly important in our time that we're living in. Kedei litzmayach v'ligdal godless amitis, in order to develop and to grow true greatness, not imitation, not fake, not make-believe, but true greatness. In order to do that, nitzarach amal shalshana. It requires hard work for many years. It's not a question of shana aleph or shana beis. It requires hard work for many years. And that's not just in learning or the guys in the Beis Medrash. In one's life, our melis to grow, it's hard. L'shem kach nedreshes me'adam savlanus rava. And therefore, it requires tremendous patience on the part of the person. Just last night, we were zeicha to finish this in the stories of Rabbi Nachman, the lost princess. And the whole geula, for that tzaddik and for the entire world was only because, can only be because he kept on going. He didn't let go of his she'ifas, even though it took such a long time, and there were so many setbacks, and he got clapped and hacked and knocked down. He got back up, and he was soivel his own failures, his own mistakes, that he was soivel. Soivel doesn't mean that. Soivel doesn't mean to accept, but it means to be patient and to tolerate and to go forward. Ikar Megillah Sada. A farmer comes to the field. Chayresh, he plows. Zereya, he plants. Vaz Mamtin Chadoshim Misper Adsha Tvua Tigdal. There aren't too many farmers around here. Not just in the five towns, but Bechla. You know, you go upstate, you go to the. But we didn't grow up, at least I didn't grow up. In the city, you don't grow up with farmers. Even though this whole place used to probably be, this was Mustama, they were all farmers around here. But we didn't grow up in such a way. And therefore, the whole Indian is strange to us. Just when you go to Israel, you see this, you go to other places, you drive around America, you see this and that. But even then, even if you see in Israel different places where they're growing stuff, we're not really there throughout the process. And even now, they have also machines and things, but we don't see so much how it works. Chazal tells us that farmers are usually big maminim. Mamin chayer lomim v'zareya. What can a farmer do? He plants, and then he believes in the bari olam, and that it should work out. It should rain, it should have the right sun, it should do this, that should. He's mamin chayer lomim v'zareya. Farmers, b'teva, are bigger maminim than regular people. But the emunah is not just that. The emunah is not just that their Baruch Hashem can do it, but the emunah is you do your thing, you do what you could do, and you try, and then it takes time. It takes time. As mamten chadoshim misper ad shatua tit, will take months until something starts to grow. Adam shu chosher savlanus. A person who's impatient, writes a hayom lizroa. You know, I heard on the news. I was driving someplace, and I was going somewhere. There was the news, and it said there's a thing. Tapes or something. I didn't catch the whole thing. Tapes or something that they could teach you a new language in 10 minutes. How many words can you even in 10 minutes? So it's a gimmick, because they want to say you can learn a few, I don't know what it means, a few words. What does it mean? They can teach us all, you know, call up and say, I'd like to learn Spanish, you know. So they're going to teach me Spanish in 10 minutes. What does that mean? But there's such a rotzen that people have. Well, the people have such a dimion that you could really learn a language, and they could learn a language in 10 minutes. You need to be a very smart person. You're very good with languages. You're not learning any language in 10 minutes. You're learning to say, I'll send you the check in 2 weeks, maybe. You can learn that in 10 minutes. Or you can give them your Visa card number, you know, in Spanish after a few minutes. But more than that, they don't know a language in 10 minutes. You can learn a language in 10 minutes. But this is the world that we're living in. We're living in a time, we spoke of this many times, but we understand. We understand we're living in a time where the whole mahus of the world now is anti-savlanis. Anti-savlanis. And it's not just a matter of getting physical things done. In Ruchnius, it's much more dangerous. It's much more dangerous. Parents, the way they are with their children, what they expect from their children, not to be children, b'chla. Not to be children, to skip certain steps with being children, not to just be able to move at a certain mahalach, at a certain pace, not to have savlanis with a child. When it comes to the child's midas, when it comes to have all the time, this happens every day, someone calls me up, or someone comes to see me, and tells me that, you know, this is, my kid doesn't want to daven, and says, how old is your kid that doesn't want to daven? Tells me, 7, 8 years old, doesn't want to daven. I said, what do you mean, you're 40 and you don't want to daven, so what do you think, he's 8 years old, what do you want from the kid? Let's moach, Lishroach is to grow. You just have to plant, and you have to water, and you have to give them sunlight. What are you going to do? My kid's going to be a big tzaddik, my kid's going to be this, my kid's going to be that. And that's at least in Kedusha. When it comes to other things that are not Kedusha, it's more upsetting. And children being broken by the parents' lack of savlanis at many levels. Being broken by that lack of savlanis. Mechlal, that they don't want to even bother with the children. Because the children don't do things on demand, right? They don't work like that. Every now and then you meet a kid like that. But for the most part, kids don't work like that. They go at a different speed. So nowadays, you have many of the parents, and a lot of, even not just fathers, but even the mothers, they don't want to deal with it at all. They don't want to handle with the kids. They find some nice girl. Maybe you could speak Spanish that you learned in 10 minutes. And you find a nice girl, and you get this girl, and you see the girl knows how to talk to children. You see some of these, they know how to talk to children. They come from a simpler world, and they could talk to the child, and they have patience with the child. And the mother's got 10 different things going on. And she's got this meeting, that meeting. She's got to exercise. She's got to meet this. She's got to walk down. She's got to walk to the bagel shop because she's on a diet. She's got to walk. She has to walk to the. She has to go with all of her habitus down the boulevard, walking to get her breakfast and so on. She doesn't have time. A kid needs time. Kids need time. They don't work like computers. People want now. You put in the computer. They're always saying high speed. They buy a new computer like a month later because this is not a good computer because the other computer, the old computer, is an optimizer, doesn't work fast. And what do you mean it doesn't work fast? How fast could it? What do you want from this machine? They make a faster machine. There's a faster machine. So what do you want from your kid? They make a faster kid than my kid. It's the same thing. The world is without any savlanis. So you think a person has savlanis for himself? He doesn't have savlanis himself. You think a person has savlanis for the Rabbani Shalom? There's no savlanis for the Rabbani Shalom. There's no savlanis for the Rabbani Shalom. A farmer goes and he plants. It takes months. And you know what? This crop might not even work out. This man. It doesn't even work out. Adam shuchas savlanis, right? So hayom lezra, a person that doesn't have savlanis, patience, he wants to plant today, and hayom lezra, he wants to come back, and everything's growing. He wants to already cut and harvest. Not only that, he wants to be able to have supper. He wants to put the thing in the ground in the morning, and he wants to have it for supper. Adam kezeh layochel lichyos, layochel lihyos, afili ikar pashit. A person like that can't be a simple farmer. Can't be a farmer. He might be able to be a big lawyer or something else. Or a big professional, but a farmer he can't be. A farmer is chayresh, is areya, all the malachas. Until finally, maybe it could be a few years. Or he talks about it in a minute. We'll talk about a person that's in business. You understand to start a business, you have to invest. It takes time. Olav lircha ishlatz my kaidim es midas asavlanis. Person wants to be a farmer. He has to first acquire the mida of savlanis. It's a big mida, savlanis. Kachol sha'adaris holchem miskavli mesem sheikh. So now he explains, what is it about us nowadays? What's going on with this lack of savlanis? What is this? It's such a clear and obvious thing that this is one of the biggest problems of our generation. I've always felt that even when I talk to my parents, that they go like at a slower thing on the button, you know what I'm saying? It's like a slower thing, and I would like, I'm not just talking about now the Kanayin Har, sometimes it sounds like they're already old. I'm saying even when they were younger, I always felt like I wanted them to get to the next, you know, the next sentence or something, and I was impatient, and it was never like my father, especially, nothing is a rush, and he's always telling me. He likes the way you run. What is it? And to say something, to think it out and quietly and take your time and don't worry. I think I told this once. Remember we came back, we lived in Israel, my wife and I, we first wanted to get a house that was in Queens, and we went to it was very, in those days I was like, I don't know how it is now, but to get a house over there, everybody was trying to chop these houses. And there was a place. Oh, you wish it were like that now. So there was a place. There was a place over there, and we went to see it, and we had looked at a lot of things. Thought it was a good place, right off of Main Street. It was a good place, and so the way we used to do things, some people still do now, still do it, is that we didn't do anything like this without the parents coming. So we went to look at the place. So also my father, it's like an hour, you know. And all the other people are like getting nervous. My father's asking like 1,000 questions and talking and everything. And I'm very uncomfortable, you know, like all these people standing there. My father's not in the spot or anything. And then afterwards, we went back to the office and there was a certain price on the house. And my father said, a very different price. But the house wasn't worth that either in his den, because everybody wanted, all the young people wanted the house in those days, and that so my father's a different price. And then the guy said, he'll go down $1,000, something like that, $500, $1,000 will go down. And my father said, just like this, he said, have a nice day. And I go, Daddy. It's our dream house, something like that. My father said to me, we're going. You understand? Come, we're going. I said, can we talk about this? And my father said, I said that we're going. That was the house we got for my father's price. That was the house we got. We sold it for twice as much 2 years later. That was my father's mahalo. It always was. I'm not getting bullied in by these people. The house is not worth that. Needs this and that. Don't play games with me. If you want, you can call me back. And if you're interested, if you want to talk to me, call me back in 2 weeks. I guess, nothing. And the kids are just, why? Right now we want to have a house. Now. Right now. We don't have a house. You have what to eat. Come, you can come to stay by us if you need air conditioning. It's okay. That was it. There's nothing to be in this spoil. What is it about our generation? This didn't just start 5 years ago. This is already a mice. What happened? So in Kedusha, there's something going on too. Where does this come from? As we get closer to Mashiach, this nakuda of patience is wearing thin. It's getting weaker. We're becoming impatient. Now, we don't know where that impatience comes from. It's not the impatience to live for the young couple to play house. It's not that. That's not the shortage of the impatience. I can't stand to live in our two-bedroom rented apartment. What was so bad about that? It's not the impatience. The shurish is not the impatience with the apartment. The shurish is the impatience with the lost princess, the godless, with all the years. And Mashiach is not coming. We can't take it anymore. The whole world feels that. But the world doesn't understand it. So the tzaddikim understand. But the whole world doesn't understand. Where's the impatience? What is this feeling like? Everything has to rush. So he's bringing him. He says this in the Svarim. It's a very big yisoid. As we get closer to Mashiach, because the soul inside, margisha she'ein zman. There is a feeling that there's no time left. I have to get things done. So it all depends what is important for you to get done. So this person, what does he want to get done? He wants to get a house. What does the other person want to get done? He wants to finish the Gemara. What does this person want to get done? I gotta get the house done, this done or that done. All each person according to his madrega of what's pressing in his life, of what he feels or she feels needs to get done. As we learned earlier in the sefer, and if someone tells you that there's only 2 weeks left to your life, Khalilah, someone says there's 2 weeks, and they tell you you have 2 weeks finished, 2 weeks. So what are you gonna do during those 2 weeks? Whatever you're gonna do, you're going to do it. There's visas. You just try to get done whatever you can get done. Because there's this feeling that the end is near. And because of that, even though the world doesn't understand this and can't decipher this and explain it, but there's a hergish in the world before Mashiach comes. As we get closer to Mashiach, there's less patience. Things are ending. The nefesh prima magisha shains on. It's a very deep nakuda to understand what's going on. Ki ha-nefesh p'nima margisha she'ein zman. Ein zman, there's no time. Zo hergish nacham. That is a correct hergish. It's true, there's very little time left to accomplish, because the time of Mashiach is the time already of schar and so on, but to accomplish and to be worthy and to be zoiche and so on, and to make all the tikkunim that we need to make now, that's before Mashiach comes. And there is a feeling, that's a correct feeling, that there's very little time left. Avot tzarech ladas l'shtamish b'bimokam anochan, but we have to know how to use this feeling of impatience in the right place. In the right place, in the right way, to use this impatience. Loi lahafech is a star. Not, God forbid, to mess things up and turn things, to make everything confused, and to ruin the seder of how things are supposed to get done. That could happen to you when you have to prepare for anything. You have, let's say, it's only a little bit time left till Shabbos, so. So if you're not going to be careful, you can make all kinds of mistakes. So you were rushing to get everything done because you didn't leave yourself enough time, you didn't do it in the right way, and then you got all the most delicious foods, gewaldige things, everything that you had prepared, different salads and this, and you left in the refrigerator, and everything is fine, except there's one thing: you never took out the light bulb. You have the light on in the refrigerator. Why? How can you miss it? You left the light bulb on. The teretz is, oh yeah, what does everybody say? I was in such a hurry, I forgot to the light bulb. So everybody could sit around the table and think, there's such good stuff in the refrigerator. We'll have it Matzah Shabbos. Or if you could figure out a way, according to Allah, to find some guy to whatever. But we make mistakes when we rush. And the Seder is turned around. Because I thought it's going to be Shabbos. There's a lot of fights and arguments Erev Shabbos. There are big problems with Shalom Bayis in people's homes Erev Shabbos. There's nervousness. I thought that's the Shabbos. So what's the Sherish? The Sherish is a good thing. It means that you're an Elochid. You're nervous. It's going to be candle lighting. That's a good thing, to be worried about Shabbos. There's no time. But you know that when there's no time, you can make mistakes. And you can turn things around. And you can get into big fights. And you can have all kinds of problems. It can be bigger chil Shabbos. Nivaris Advarim. Let's understand this. Kosa b'mishnah ba'odis. Says in the Mishnah, Hayoyim kotzer v'amalochim meruba. Everybody knows, the Mishnah says, the day is short. V'amalochim meruba, there's a lot of work that needs to get done. V'amalochim meruba. V'apoyelim atzlim. And the workers, you can't depend on them. They're lazy. Atzalim. Hapoylem at Salem, v'aschar harbe, and the schar, the payment is very great. There's a lot of money that could be made. Balabayis doichek, and the balabayis is nervous. He's rushing. He's in a hurry. He's doichek. He's pushing. That mission in Pirkei Avos is a description of the end of time. Ma oisa adam sheyame kotzer. What does a person do when he has a short day? You have a lot to get done, and you have very little time. There are different ways that people deal with that differently. Some people can get completely and totally paralyzed by that. There's a lot to get done, and not enough time, a feeling of not enough time. What do they end up doing? Nothing. Or they'll try to do something, each one will do a little bit, and everything is not right. Hayom katsav amalach meruba. What does a person do when he has only a little time? It's a short day. This situation of a short day, of little time, can cause two opposite things in a person. Yesh Adam, there's a person, when he sees that there's not enough time, it's a short day, there's not enough time, Humyad nigesh ala malacha, he gets to work right away. Bezrizis, gets up early, does everything methodically, and gets to work. Bezrizis. Bezrizis doesn't mean rushing. It means alacrity, doing things quickly but carefully. at the pace, at the best pace that they can be done, but not sacrificing on the Seder, not sacrificing on the quality of the work. Humiyad nigash la malacha bezrizus. Mimaher moves quickly. Mishtadel, with tremendous effort, puts in a great effort. Oyved b'daikonus, aval b'mehirus. He works b'daikonus, precisely, but quickly. Those are the best people to have working for you. B'daikonus, aval b'mehirus. Umegia kvar b'chatzi hayom, even though it was a short day, by half the day. You understand, there's not someone that gets up at the quarter to 10, 10:30, you understand. It's amazing, because in America, Davke, where there's so little patience and nobody has time, sleep is becoming more of an Indian, that the people want to sleep more. And then they get up later, and they don't understand it. I'm in such a hurry, Shabbos is at 5:30, whatever, 5:30. If you get up at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, our grandmothers didn't get up at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you have little children, the children wake you up earlier than that. But our grandmothers, even when the children were already out of the house, our grandmothers didn't get up. There's not one person here who has a grandmother that got up at a quarter to 10 in the morning. Unless, God forbid, they weren't feeling well. Otherwise, there was no such thing. True? You know of a grandmother got up a quarter to 10, 10 o'clock? Even on a Sunday? I never heard of such a thing. I mean, I never had a grandmother, but I never saw such a thing that an older person, that there's such a metzias like that, to get up at 10 o'clock, and then to spend the rest of the day worried that I don't have enough time. Oy vey, I don't have enough time. Our grandmothers got up at the crack of dawn. That's when they got up. Did they go to sleep earlier? Yes, and so should we. Yeah, so go to sleep earlier. Most of the time at night, you're dragging around doing nothing except wasting time anyway, as it's well known. To get up earlier. So you get up at 4:30, you get 5 o'clock. What? 4:30, 5 o'clock. And you start the day early when you have all your kaychas. By the time the day is halfway through, you already have everything. Shabbos, everything's ready. It's a pillar. It's not a hard solution, but people are afraid of it. That's part of a certain mentality. And at the same time, but he says, I don't have time. Because that person is not living with zvizas. He's living in a place of behol, of confusion, of bewilderment. So he doesn't have a regular time to get up. He sleeps later. He sleeps whenever he wakes up. And then he wants to get this done and get that done. He gets nervous because there's enough time. He doesn't get it done, and so on and so forth. That's what's going on a lot. There's a lot of that going on. Talking to somebody, he tells me the Sadin Yeshiva starts at 10 o'clock. I was talking to Yeshiva Bach yesterday. He told me the Sadin Yeshiva starts at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is when the Sadin Yeshiva starts. Any other job in the world, they'd fire you if you come in at 10 o'clock. I mean, not every job in the world, but a lot of normal jobs. 10 o'clock, that's when you start to learn. That's when you, what do you do? He gets up, he goes to some minyan someplace, one of these, you know. It doesn't go to an 8 o'clock minyan with a long davening. It goes to find the minyan with his 9:30. The yeshivish minyan. And then he runs out pulling off his tefillin. He's running out taking off his tefillin by Yuvalet Tzion. He doesn't have time to daven. Go take a look at these minyan. Take a ride over to these places where they have these minyanim. Go see. At 9 o'clock, 9:50 in the morning, the executives with their tefillin running out of the shul taking their tefillin off. They don't have time for anything. How come he doesn't get up at 6 o'clock? How does he get up at 6 o'clock? Get up at 6:30. Right. You'll walk through the dormitory there at 6 o'clock, and you can put the blankets over the little boys and tuck them in. But except a few masmidim. But otherwise, the regular chavre, they're just up to the whatever the rem is, I don't know, they're holding by a certain place in their chalaimas. And then they get up and they run to shul. They look at the minyan starts at 9:30. It's 9:29, and they're washing nagelvas. And then they run to this is not make believe. You could follow this. Go around with a camera to all of our from neighborhoods and watch it. I'm not talking about the masmidim. They're wonderful masmidim that they're up and they're doing. But watch what's going on. Go step into the white shul at 9:30, quarter to 10, or that's in our area that they have such late minyan. I'll go to Borough Park. You could go there at 1 o'clock and see some guy walking around with his towels and film, 1:30 in the afternoon, looking around like he's from another planet. Where does he go now? What do I have to do now? I just finished Shabbos at 1:30. What am I going to do? Starting his day. He's going to have a bowl of cereal and milk at 1:30 in the afternoon. And no one has time for anything. Nothing can get done. So then he's tired. It's already 12 o'clock at night. And he's like this. What's he doing now? He's not the whole way things are getting done is crazy. So what does it mean? This person, on the other hand, he's already finished. So for this guy, that feeling that the Mishnah says Hayom Katzer, the day is short, it works for this guy. This guy can handle it. Hayom Katzer is a short day. Life is short. Hayom Katzer. Halid that slow. What did that feeling of Hayom Katzer, the shortness of the day, what did that give birth to in this person's life? Halid that slow ben nefesh maila gedola gave birth in this person to a great maila, zrizus pnimus, zrizus, gets things done carefully, quickly. So the shortness of time brought out the greatness of this person. Zrizus shel neshama, the zrizus of the neshama. That the neshama wants to get done, but it needs to get done, to do it quickly, but to do it properly, quickly, accurately, to get it done, what's supposed to get it, not to do some schlocky job, to do it properly. That's one type of a person, that the shortness of time builds him. Another kind of a person, ulam titochin gam teitzah hafucha betachlis. You have the opposite. What's the opposite? The short day could have the opposite result. Kshe'od ha-magi she'ein zman, he feels, I don't have time. Hu bayreach. He runs away. I'm never going to get this done. Forget I can't do it. Or he does a little bit and doesn't do it. You know, half, a little, does, it's not. Ha'oim la'atzmo, what does this person say to himself? Ben kovachai einani yochel hasbik l'malias tafkidim as manshek tziva. Listen, I'm not going to get. They gave me only a certain amount. I can't get it done during this time. I'm not going to be able to finish anyway. I'm not going to be able to finish. The mele kvar other shleias haklum. You know, since I'm not going to get it finished, I might as well not start. I'm not going to be able to finish. They didn't give me enough time. Hayom katzer. V'hamalacha meruba. What do they want from me? And balabai is doichek. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here. I can't do this. This has become the second nature of our generation. But not just in Gashmias. Gashmias is a halbitzer. But in everything, in Ruchnis, in everything. Zui hanekuda sheteva an sheidareinu lichyos ita. This is the generation who lives with this teva. Haneshama. The neshama senses that there's no time. There's very little time left. Hayom katzer. It's true. There's only a little bit left till Mashiach. Hayom katzer. It's true. And there is this feeling that's descended upon our generation. A feeling of Hayom katzer v'hamaloch meruba. Time is short and there's a lot to get done. U'memela noitzer rotzen pnimi. Lahaspik akal miyad. Therefore, this has created an inner will and a desire to get everything done with right away. Kan, and to have everything. Kan v'achshav. I must have it. Whatever it is that person thinks has to get done. Again, it could be a ridiculous thing. Whatever that person thinks has to get done, it has to be akal miyad kan v'achshav. Here and now. Kan v'achshav. But this is not the way that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is causing a tremendous crisis in Avodas Hashem. This hergish is causing a tremendous crisis. Because that's not how you become an Erlich Yid. That's not how you become a Tzaddik. It's the opposite of how a Jew becomes a Tzaddik. Yesh leher ozer b'mida rabba shel savlonis. There has to be a tremendous amount of savlonis, patience. People get married. They want right away it should be gewaldig. Everything should be good. They want right away that they should be able to have a very good panosa. They want right away to be able to live in a nice house. They want right away to have a nice car. They want right away to have the best sheitel and the best this and the best that. They want it right away. And it causes unbelievable pressure. And the person becomes tzibrochim and they don't get what they want. There's no savlonis. Chazal Oimrim. Chazal tell us a very big klal about life. Hayoim la'asayisam. The Baruch Shem is telling us this. Your job is to do today, meaning in this life, la'asayisam, do the mitzvahs. Serve me. Do what you have to. Hayoim la'asayisam. L'mochar l'kabel scharam. And tomorrow, you'll get your reward. So we like to think that tomorrow means today's Tuesday, and tomorrow's Wednesday. But when the Baruch Shalom says that lamocha, doesn't mean like that. Like that, what did I? Someone told me that joke. Remember, it was that someone went to God. Who told this to me? Told that somebody said to God. A poor person says to God, "Stami, you heard this." Yeah, I told it here. Poor person says to God that, how much is it? How much is $1 million to you? So he says to God. So God says, it's a penny. Wow. And how much is 1 million years to you, God? He says, a minute. He says, could I have a penny? The guy asks God. So God says, in a minute, right? In a minute. So hayom la'asoysam. Umocher doesn't mean Wednesday. It could be, but usually it doesn't. Mocher is the same Isis as Rachem, as we ask Hashem to have Rachmanis. It's the same letters as the word Rechem, which is the womb that carries a child. Mocher means that Hashem's Ruach says title, it's not right now. But Hayoim la'asoysam, umocher l'kabel schorim. This is not a world of schar. It's not a world of schar. It's a world of avoida. This is the world of avoida. If there is some schar, you have to be nervous. Why am I getting this schar? But if there is some schar, so then it's either a bonus or something that you shouldn't cause any problems. But this is not a world of schar. It's a world of avoida. Hayoim la'asayisa means this life is life of avoida. L'mochel l'kabel schar. Misha writes, L'chiyos es al-mochel kvar hayoyim. If you want tomorrow to be today, you want mochel, you want tomorrow to be today. Be'etzem writes, L'hizbatel me'avadosai. Kach, v'kach, v'tzura kazu, lo'ilam le'yagia el aschar ha'miyuchal. When you have that, you think that you're going to be able to get hayoyim today. So the truth is, that what you're really saying is that you don't want to do what you have to do. And in that way, you'll never get the schar. You'll never get the schar. You don't do what you have to do because what you need to do takes time. It takes time. It means to plant. It means to plow and to plant and to be patient. The patience means like you have, like the Gemara tells about the chorv, about the boxer. What's it called in a boxer? What's it called in English?
Carob.
It takes 70 years, right? So the Gemara says the Maisa, he's planting a carob. So what are you planting here? You're never going to be able to use it already. An old man was planting a carob. When I came to the world, somebody before my Zaydi already had it ready for me. So I'm planting it for my grandchildren. I'm not going to eat from these carobs. I'm not going to eat from these boxers because I'm going to be dead. But for Eilim Shacharuvim, I came to the world, somebody before me planted. Charuvim, so I'm planting for somebody after me. Hayem la'asayisim, that's my avoida. My avoida. Ulamach l'kabel schar. That's my avoida. It's a world of avoida. Quickly and carefully to get things done. And not to expect, certainly not to demand, the schar in this world. Rak yechid and mechal dar zeichen and bechinas shal olamcha tira b'cheyecha. There are some very rare people that come to a bechin in their avodas Hashem that while they're alive they still feel an unbelievable tonic and they have a pleasure, a deep delight in their avodas Hashem. It's very rare. Very rare. But big tzaddikim, certain people that they have an anointing, it's like they're not anymore, it's like the neshama is barely connected to the guf. So their macher has already arrived because they might be alive, but they're already like an olam haba. You have certain Jews that they're big tzaddikim, that they're like olam haba, they're like already an olam haba, so they already have a taste of olam haba while they're in this world. For most of us, it's hard work, getting up, going to shul, the mitzvahs, and to be careful not to do avers, and to work on ourselves, and hard work, hayom la'asayso. Tanug, a delight, here and there. Certainly to try to do what we can to feel Kirvas Hashem, to enjoy that Kirvas Hashem. But only big tzaddikim, shechashim tanug amiti, that they're already able to feel a big and deep pleasure, krakan v'adam hazeh, while they're alive in this world, to already feel that. To feel the mocha today. On Purim you feel a little bit like that. It's Purim is a taste of that. That's why it says that Esther Malki asked that we should have another day. Should be Mocha, should be Kedas Hayoyim. That tomorrow should be like today. That's what Esther Malki asked in Shushan for the night, right? That Tesvav should be like Yudal. It's interesting that on Purim has such a thing. We have 2 days. Here and then Shushan Yerushalayim. Because there it's an Indian Purim. Purim is all the regular things of this world are like suspended for 1 day. And now we can figure out how do you get Purim all into 1 day. Whatever happens on Purim can't, a Pisechel can't be in 1 day. What happens on Purim. Because Purim is an Indian of loss of love. Purim is a taste of the next world. Of Adliyada, something beyond what anything can understand. That's why Chayv Inshul of Sumi, that a person that becomes intoxicated is not in this world. Because Esther Malka said it should be Macha, should be Esther Kedas Hayayim. She asked the king is Melech Malachim Melachim, Rabbeinu Shalom, that tomorrow and today should go together. That tomorrow should be like today should be like tomorrow. So in Purim, a person can taste a little bit me'ein, a little bit the joy of the next world, and that's why the minig of Klal Yisrael is to start the Purim Suda davke when the sun is about to set. Right, we begin the Purim Suda al pi l'ari and chassidus and tzaddikim. They would start you don't start the Purim Suda early except when it's Friday. I mean, when, like last year, but otherwise you start the Purim Suda, and it's tot a half hour before. It's a funny thing, like Purim's ending, so we connect together the 2 days. Why? Because it's that this in this world could have a taste of the next world. That Hayyim could be a little bit of Macher. To join together Hayyim u'Macher is the Inyan of Purim. That's a very big sugya in Purim, the Inyan of the time with Purim. The Purim is kept different times, different places. It's we don't have by another yantar such a thing. It's kept here this way, and then you could drive over to Yerushalayim, you could drive this different time Purim. It's strange. It's not from this world. You see that the whole meaning of time becomes funny with Purim. But otherwise, very few people are able to feel that tanug. They're able to feel that pleasure. Like that story, I'm not going to tell you the story now because it's a half hour story. But the Kuzhin Samagin, for that year that he was so poor and he couldn't pay Yod money to him, they were throwing him out of his house, and he came to Kuzhin Samagin with that. And Shalchmanis, he couldn't, but he came like with a little nuff. And the Rebbe said to him, what's the matter? It's Purim, right? It's Purim Hayyim. It's Purim, right? He told him, Yankel, it's Purim. What are you coming here like this? So then this Yankel went out to every place and he went, because people didn't want to give him any more credit in the stores, because he had a long list of things. So he went to the bakery, so they turned him away when he went to the always in the last few weeks that nobody's giving him anything on credit. He doesn't have, he can't make a Purim suit. That's children, everybody's making a Purim suit. But the Rebbe said to him, it's Purim. It's Purim. So then he walked into the bakery and he ordered this, the cakes and this and this and that. And their guest says, Yankel, you have money? How are you paying? He has a whole paper, you know. So he says, what are you worried about? It's Purim. Today's Purim. So everybody, like, they caught his Purim fever. And he went like that to the meat store. And then he went and bought clothing. And he ordered this for this kid and this for that kid. And he said, where are you going to have? You don't have any money. How are you going to? Tomorrow. Haipas Purim, says. And then the end of the story, some people don't know the end of the story, is there was a murder gemeisa, that that he went in, because he had to come up after Purim, he had to pay all, the biggest thing was they were just kicking him out of the house, he didn't have money for the mortgage. So what are you going to say the next day after Purim? You say, hey, this Purim is not Purim. There's an expression among Jews that what? Purim is only one day. I mean, that's an expression that Jews have. Purim is one day. If someone goes around drinking the next day and making leitzanis, or 2 days later, he's crazy, right? So Purim is one day. Take it easy. Don't get carried away with Purim. It's one day. So he comes to the bank, and he's not worried at all. You'll see. Even I think on Purim, he went over to the guy in the bank and says, hi, this Purim, he gave him a l'chaim. Don't worry, everything. The guy was so taken by him. There's a whole ma'aseh. I'm not telling you the whole ma'aseh, but he was taken by him. In the end, he gave him something to sell in the market, and he became a big veer, and he was able to own his house, and he had a lot more money after that. It all came from Purim. And already on Purim, he went back to the Rebbe with big shalach money. He used to go every year, goes to Samar with big shalach money, and said, Rebbe, a frail from Purim, a frail from Purim. Haint this Purim. Because the Rebbe gave him that a feeling of that Purim. Of Purim, of Mocha, Kedas, Hayoim, a taste of Olam Haba, that a Jew is not held back by anything. Purim is such a taste of that tonic. But Purim is only one day of the year. And a person has to know that this world is not a world where you have Purim every day. You don't taste that. You don't taste the sweetness of being a Jew every day like you do Purim. Some people do. Big tzaddikim, by them, it's gansia freilich. It's Purim the whole year. By big tzaddikim, they live in such simcha, and they live in such a place of tanig, of oinig, in dveikas Hashem, that it's like Purim, which is higher than Yom Kippur the whole year. Purim. But most people, that's not. Purim is one day. So some people feel like that. But the natural way of the world is not like that. The way that Hashem made the world is, with the exception maybe of Purim or whatever it is, or Shabbos, but Hashem has made the world in such a way, but this is a world where it's a world of avayda, of hard work. It's the world of work. Hayom Katzer, it's a short day. There's a lot that needs to get done. Iraq, Sham, Ba'ilam Ha'emes, Ika Tanag and the Shamas. And only there, after this world, that's the place of Tanag and the Shamas, where the Neshama has tremendous, tremendous delight, and it's Purim for heaven. That's not Ba'ilam and the Shamas, but in this world, it's not the world of Tanag. It's not the world of pleasure, of delight. This is the world of Avoida. It's the world of Amelis. Only a big mammon can put himself into that place and to do that work quickly and thoroughly to get the job done. Quickly and thoroughly. Not to waste time. To do things that to wake up when you're supposed to wake up, to go to sleep when you're supposed to go to sleep, not to spend your life on the telephone or texting and all these other things these chachalos are doing, all wasting a person's life, going around doing all kinds of things. To do what you have to do, you also have to sometimes talk on the phone. You have to also do this, you have to do that, but to do it, to remember what's the tachlis of life, Hayam Kotzer HaMalach Meruba, that Mishnah, to live with that Mishnah, every minute of a person's life, to live with that Mishnah. That you should take down the Chofetz Chaim's picture that's standing by the phone. Didn't work. Put up the things from Pirkei Avos. By Pirkei Avos says, Hayam Kotzer, you could keep the Chofetz Chaim's picture there too. And Hayam Kotzer HaMalach Meruba. Hayam Kotzer, forget about Lashon Hara. I don't mean chashon to fear, but Hayom Katzim, what are you talking so much on the phone? What are you talking so much on the phone? If you add up all the hours in a person's life and they talk on the phone, and don't tell me it's because you're trying to convince that person to keep mitzvahs. It's not just the kids, convince the person to keep mitzvahs. Talking on the phone. Years and years and years of a person's life. So I don't have to explain that. I think everybody knows that. Now with the new things are all on the computer to go. Used to be that it was bad enough that people would spend so much time going to a store to go shopping. Now they could shop on the internet too. And you have people that spend hours and hours and hours going around looking at different places on the computer. The whole days are spent like that. Their life, they come 120. What, where? I mean, a person has to make a cheshbon and nefesh. We're not lunatics. Hayam kotzer melachim meruba. Balabayis doichik. The balabayis doichik. This is a world of avoid, it's a world of amelis, it's a world of working. It's not a world of tanig. We should be grateful our ancestors didn't have also to be able to take a little vacation, a day here, a day there, a couple of days to go here, to go there. That's something we shouldn't take for granted. It's also, it's a nice thing, but it's not coming to us at all. That's because we're very weak, and it's Rachmanis, Hashem's Rach throws us these like bones. All right, because we can't, in other words, you start to cry, we can't do it. My schedule's too hard. I have to go to college 3 days a week, and my mother also wants me to help her with the laundry. Could you believe it? My mother wants me to help with the laundry. I go to college 3 days a week. What else do you do? You know, there's a lot that I have to do. What do you have to do? Well, there are 4 pimples I've been working on. It takes a couple of hours by the mirror. You know, I have to work on them. And then there's other stuff. There's a lot of other stuff. 3 days in school. You have a lot of papers. They're afraid to give the students papers anymore. Yeah, they don't have time. So they don't have time to mark. They don't have time to take. So everybody agrees. There's no papers. So you can take the college course online also, right? While you're shopping. You can go back and forth. You can go from the store to... You can get mixed up. You could order from your chemistry teacher a pair of stockings. You get mixed up. Right? It's a mishigah level. But this is what's going on. Even when it comes to studying something, to knowing something, to learning something, they want to be a person wants to be able to go into the building in the morning and to come out at night, a brain surgeon. And how did he do that? So he took a couple of things online. He was watching some surgery online, and then the next thing you know, the guy's standing over somebody that you know with a scalpel. It's pretty scary. Where'd you learn how to do this? I watched it online. How long did it take you to become a doctor? Yesterday I wasn't a doctor. It's a crazy world, how things are moving. But this world is not a world that it's supposed to be that way. It's a world of amelus. Mashiach is coming up that in a few minutes, and we feel that. And people are reacting in these two ways. Either they're getting the important things in life done, like we were learning early in the Sefer, when a person, God forbid, knows he only has a little time left to live. To what's important to you, work at it, get it done. Do what you have to, or you become altogether crazy and lost and say, forget it, I can never do it, I can't do it. It's too much for me, I can't get it done. Or, the other thing is, to rush to the mall all day, or to rush to do silly things all day, because the thing that you really need to get done, you feel you can never do, it's not for me. So it's tzaddikim, I can't do that. So what do? You spend your time rushing for Narishkeit, running around the world for Narishkeit. You'll spend your whole life with a shopping cart for Narishkeit. Or whatever it is, people like to do. But Narishkeit. You spend your whole life also talking to children, playing with babies the whole life too. It's also an Irish guy. It's an Irish guy. Please don't come and say that Weinberger said that I'm not supposed to play with my granddaughter, my grandson. But I'm not saying that, and I also love to play with my grandchildren. I'm not saying that. With my kids, I didn't so much with my grandchildren, I love. But I'm not saying that. But there's a shear. You don't become a baby, you understand. I don't think it's not safe to go into that. But to stand around or to give other people drushes about your grandchildren, they don't want to hear it. And when you're standing there like a fool talking about your grandchildren for an hour to somebody, you're wasting their life, you're wasting your life. You became yourself a little baby. What do you have in your life? You have nothing in your head except babies. That's what you talk about all day long, babies, this baby, that. My grandson spat up my baby, my grandson's daughter went to the toilet and everybody has to hear about that, make drushes about it. Oh, and they take out your pictures. You can live like an idiot your whole life. Except when you were younger, you were a young fool. Now you became older, and you became an old fool. But that's how a person should live in this world. I'm sorry for being so. I know I'm not saying things politically correct. I'm not known for that. But I'm sorry. But I'm just the talk truth. If you come to learn Bilvavi, it means you're not babies. Babies don't learn Bilvavi Mishkan, hasn't it? So it means that this Hayom cuts from Lochem Aruba. With the telephone, Hayom cuts from Lochem Aruba. I've said that right to people lately. I'm starting to get more, I guess I'm less with this Indian, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to tell people, I will not talk this long on the phone. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. Don't take this personally. They're saying the same thing 6 times. I'm not talking anymore. And their phones, I said to my wife, people are going to hate me. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm not here for popularity contest. There's not as much time as I used to think. You know, when you're 20, 30 years old, you think you're going to live forever. You start to get a little bit white in the beard. And you think, what am I doing? I'm going to spend my whole life on the telephone with this and that. It's a chesed. But even with a chesed, you have to do with this reason, some seichel. So I'm not as polite as I used to be. So I'll cut people more off and I'll say, can we get to the Indian? Let's talk about the Indian. I don't have to hear the same thing for 45 minutes. Let's talk about the Indian. And then you get sometimes a person on the phone that you could see that they don't have like a time thing. Other people, they get right away, you talk to them, you talk 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you get the inyan, let's talk, fine. Obviously, there's certain inyan that are much deeper and take much longer, but 95%, it's 5 minutes. And there are people that any time you talk to them, there's no such thing as 2-3 minutes. It could be a 2 minute thing, and it becomes a half hour, 45 minutes, and then you look at it, and I say, Rabbi, that was 45 minutes for what? So the answer is, my wife always says, to help another Jew, it's not so bad. So I said, no, I want to help the Jew. But why can't I help him 2 minutes instead of 45 minutes? Because it was the same Indian, just 10. So of course my wife always gives me chizik, but that's that person, they need that. So to say this, I'm becoming less patient as I get older with that Indian, because hayom kotzer, v'amalacha merubah. And if you could do the same thing in 3 minutes, why do you have to do it in half hour? If you can say the same thing once, why do you have to say it 10 times? If you get the same thing done, do it. Say it. And finished. And let's go. And we have to feel the pressure. At the same time, it shouldn't cause us, God forbid, not to be kind and not to be good and to be, God forbid, with people who need time. We have to be patient. And of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit. If that person needs more time, especially if it's an older person, it's a child, you give more time. That's what that person needs. And there is a chesed, if that's what that person needs. But at the same time, we must feel this, that the hayom kotzer melacha merubah, but it shouldn't make us into people that are not doing, getting things done. Just the last sentence that it's a finish, it's already late. Another minute, mamish, I'm sorry. It's the nature of a person. I want to see something from my work. You know, I want to see today. I want to see results. And even if I can't have pleasure, deep, deep pleasure in my Yiddishkeit, at least his kadmus, if I can't see his kadmus from here, look, at work, sometimes you get that. You worked hard, they give you a bonus, something. You get a lot of money. But in Avodas Hashem, it's very rare that you get like bonuses and all kinds of gifts. In Avodas Hashem, it's very rare. It's hard work your whole life. Everything you want to work at davening, you have to work at it, years. You want to work at Tikkun HaMidas? What do you think, you're going to fix this Midas in 10 minutes like they teach you Spanish? You're going to Tikkun HaMidas in 10 minutes. Oh, Kaz in 5 minutes. Yeah. Simcha. In 7 minutes you're going to be for the rest of your life you're going to be about Simcha. But that's what people expect. That's why they get all these little manuals that have in it, all these kitzurim, that have in it, all these little bichlach that they come out with in English. They make now these little books, you know, these little books. Because people can't read big books. They read little books. They make these little books all like about happiness and midas types and all this stuff. And I'm sure I never looked at it. I'm sure they're all beautiful. And the people that wrote them are for sure very, very beautiful people. But it's part of what we're living in. A dosage of, they have a book, dosages of Torah. So you're going to say daily, so it's not a good thing. Why? Because it's not a good thing. That at least a Jew can open up the thing he has. It says here, it says the day, February 15th, whatever it is today. And it says over there, it says February 15th, three sentences from the parasha, three sentences, three things. And my says, go. So I did my daily dose of Torah. I mean, what is this? Is what a daily dose of Torah? What are you talking about? But that's Advil. That's Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem, how's Aidis and Altas Aidis didn't have daily dose? So this is a gimmick to get a person to learn something. And I understand it's a chashev thing. And it works for people, it works, and they should learn. I'm not making fun of the people that are using it, God forbid, because they're doing something they want to do, it's good. But I'm just using it to understand the generation. A dose of a daily dose, what is that? Torah Hashem? Like a pill? A daily dose? What is that daily dose? Is a shear like that? The person doesn't have time. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. What do you mean? I need my 7-8 hours. That's what people always say. You need 7-8 hours. Where does it say that? In your instruction. You need. It says like instructions needs this needs that. It came with you instructions that says you need 7-8 hours. Where does it say that? It says, didn't the Rambam say? Well, the Rambam said that it wasn't talking about you. The Rambam never said 8 hours. You only need 8 hours sleep. But that's the generation. But the truth is, you need savlonis. Lahamtin chadoshim aruchim. Ad shezoichim, it could take many months till yezoichim likonis leidom hamitish lavoi. The adam shemei adova v'sichla meivin esai. Miyadu reitzah shadavar miskavlu gam aliba. How is a person that goes on? What's the nature of a person? You hear a shiur, it's a good thing, you want right away that you should feel this with all of your heart and cry about it and it should be like who you are. No, you have to work at it. You have to go over the shiur 10 times and you have to figure out ways over the next 10 months how I could put this into work and how I could chazda this and how I can go into this and take small baby steps to get to the shiur I was talking about. But you want right away that my heart should be overflowing with this inyan. I will halev who lave heaven, but especially now, the heart stone. Kach yotzer yisra ha-boyri. The Baruch Shalom made it this way. In order to transform any nekuda, any little point of stone, of rock, and to make it into flesh, yisarech ba'amal v'yigimarum. It takes hard work to change a rock into flesh. A lave heaven into a lave boser. That takes a long time to do that. Now Hashem should give us the kaiches, the patience to use our time in a good way, and that we should all be zeichet to go quickly to greet Mashiach's again.
Amen. Amen.